I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike. Excited to get this person back in studio. She's a comedian, a writer, a producer, and this weekend she is at Comedy Works downtown. I'd like to welcome back Cristela Alonzo. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. Welcome back to the Mile High City.
It's so good to be here.
How you been?
Been good, you know. Can't complain. We'll do. I can't complain. Who can't complain? We can all complain.
We can all complain. Who's gonna listen though?
I know. That's why I don't do it.
And if you do it on Twitter, then you just get like people complaining that you're complaining. And,
but on Twitter you don't even have to complain and they hate you.
Yeah, that's true.
I like yogurt. Why?
You can say something positive and just the world.
Peace and love for everyone except for this group.
There's a baby kitty just rolling around. You like cats.
I know. Hitler had it right. Yeah. You're like, what is going on? There's a picture of a cat.
If you don't post anything for a week, what's wrong with you?
Like, exactly. Yeah. What, you think you're too good for Twitter? Yeah. Where are you? Snapchatting?
We should just take a stance against Twitter now. We should just all get off Twitter right now. Instagram now has like the Snapchat filters going on.
Not even trying to hide that they took it.
Oh, exactly. They put it right at the top of the app. Like, it's right in front of your face. Like, what is this? It's Snapchat.
Isn't it weird though when you open up an app and it completely changes without telling you? I opened up Facebook last night and I'm hardly ever on there. And I went to the page I run. Totally different format, and now it looks like
pictures
MySpace
are over here.
And I'm like, what is this?
You're like, do I have to go back and get the HTML code to put the starry sky in the background and the music and all that?
People used to spend thousands on their pages. Yeah. Comics used to like that. They used to use that as their websites. Mm-hmm. And man, I'm like, you know, like this is gonna go away, right?
They had the audio player, and yes! I'm like, this is never gonna go away.
And you always went around seeing if you were in somebody's top 8 friends. I thought we were better friends with that.
I got into some beefs.
I hope I'm number 9.
It was one thing when all they had was the top 4. When they moved to top 32, if you didn't make the top 32, I would yell at some people.
Top 32 sounds like a BuzzFeed quiz. The top 32 da da does.
And you either not on it at all or you're the 32nd person. Like, you couldn't move me up to like the middle. Like, I look like a last place.
Why do they pick numbers like that? Like, whatever happened to the top 10, top 20? Top 20, we're already stretching. Like,
I think so many people got into beefs because they didn't make in the top 4, the top 10, the whatever. So they're like, let's just put 32 on there. If you can't make it onto that group, then you shouldn't be friends.
I want to say there was a list that came out a couple weeks ago. It was like the top funniest 101 comics working on the road. And I didn't make the list.
Well, you're like, they made it 101, so you have, maybe they added the one for you.
No, I scrolled up like, I don't see any of these people on the road.
Well, you know, that's because they're on the road. They're somewhere else.
You know, for someone who said I can't complain, man,
you just got into it. Sometimes you got to vent. If you don't complain, then you'll go crazy.
Wow, who knew Twitter would set me up like that?
I'm saying. I mean, look, it's Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. It's crazy. And, you know, the thing with Facebook, they couldn't even do a top 32 because everybody has 1,000 friends now.
Everybody.
And I'm like, you do not know all these people.
No.
It's impossible. I see friends that are like, I have like other groups of friends. There's no way they met each other.
Absolutely.
I'm like, you saw them on my page and you added them. You do not know my homie from Wyoming.
Why do people do that? Well, first of all, that there's a homie in Wyoming already blows my mind.
It's a quick drive up. Homes are cheaper. Rent's really expensive down
there's
here.
There's one homie. Everybody knows that there's only one homie in
Rent
Wyoming.
Rent got expensive here in Colorado. They had to leave. We have Cristela Alonzo. She's at Comedy Works downtown. You can get your tickets at comedyworks.com. And, you know, last time you were here, you had just shot your pilot.
Yeah.
And then from there, I mean,
has it been that long?
It's been that long since you came to say hi to us.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Last time, I guess you were busy.
Yeah.
I guess. Actually, yes. I think I was out of town that week, so I'll give you a pass.
Around. You weren't around.
I'll give you a pass this time. But so, you know, you just shot the pilot, and then from there, you became the first Latina to write, produce, and act in your own TV sitcom. You know,
I had a full season.
Yeah, what was it like to, like, you know, something that you built from the ground up to see it get on the TV screens and, you know, get out there to the world?
It was stressful. Yeah. A lot of comics want... First of all, most comics... a lot of comics want a show. Uh-huh. I never wanted a show.
Okay.
Like, I never thought I could get a show. Because, you know... Because I'm a brown girl. They don't put people like me on TV a lot.
At that point, it had never happened.
Yeah, you know.
In that way.
You know, so every audition I ever got was always a maid. And if it wasn't a maid, I was always the unattractive, overweight friend. And that's like the breakdown. Like, when I would get the notice, that's what it was. I'm like, so these are my only two options in Hollywood.
There's not like nice ways to put this.
No, like... No, they straight up tell you, like, we need someone that's hella ugly.
Wow.
Like, you have to take it.
Well, then
it.
How would you even get that role? You should have been disqualified from the get-go. That doesn't even make sense.
You guys are falling in love right now.
Oh, yes.
We're falling in love.
Yes, we are.
It was insane. It was a lot of work. I was on stage during the day, and then I would go to the writer's room at night and write. So
if you didn't want to do it, how did that even come about? Like, what?
Oh, you know, I never thought I could do it, and then, you know, what's funny, I did Conan, and everybody says that late night doesn't do anything for comics anymore, but it changed my life. Conan changed my life. I did a set on Conan, a producer saw it, we met, and they asked me if I had ever thought about doing a show, because my set was based on my family and people, just my life, and I told them no. Like, well, do you want to? I'm like... I guess we can try, but I wasn't expecting anything.
Yeah.
And I got a development deal at 20th, and then I got a half hour on Comedy Central. And this is in 2011. And then the president of ABC saw my special, because the producer that saw my Conan's like, the half hour is really good. You got to see the half hour.
Yeah.
Saw the half hour, and that's how I got the show.
Nice.
And it's funny, like... I did an interview with somebody that was trying to prove the point that late night doesn't do anything for comics anymore.
Right.
And I was like, nah, like, Conan did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I was telling JP Buck, we were talking about, like,
I think that misconception is there's so much late night now.
Yes.
So there's so much going on. Because,
yes.
You know, back in the day, if it was just Carson, like, that's where Carson is where you got it.
Like the Godfather. He's a comedy Godfather.
But
like,
now you got, you know, three, four different networks that have the late night, then you have the night show, then you have three or four that have the late night show, and then you have that everything they do ends up viral and this, and like, people just focus on the viral stuff or just the, you know, the quick, you know, comedy beat.
It is hard, because like with comics, you got to write jokes, you got to do them, you got to craft them, you got to make them work for years, and then you do like 5 minutes on Conan, and then everyone knows that material.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't go to like REO Speedwagon and like a concert, and you're like, stop singing that. I've heard it for 30 years, you know? And also, comics, we have to go up against Vine stars and like, you know, like social media stars. So, like, I have to write a joke about like milk and make it funny, and this guy just does 6 seconds where he like trips himself, and like headliner, like it's so crazy.
Milk all over me. You're like, put them on stage. They can't do that for 15 minutes straight. Come on.
I watch Vine videos sometimes when I see somebody post them on like Twitter, and I always think, how do you write that like in a notebook? Like, how do you write that? Like, you know, because I write everything down. And so it's crazy. It's like, for me, I'm super loyal to Conan. Like, because I've done Conan 3 times, and every time I have something, a reason to go on, I always go on because he's the guy that started it for me. Like,
nice.
I love that guy. Like, he's great.
Well, you mentioned you had your Comedy Central special. When you stopped by, you were talking about, you know, that being your first one. And now you're working one on the fall for Netflix? Is that
right?
Yeah,
I'm actually taping it in 2 weeks. I'm taping it in San Antonio. It's my first Netflix special ever. And it'll be out January or February. So
people could go to your show this weekend and kind of get a little sneak preview of maybe what they can expect.
It's like 6 shows at Comedy Works. I'm running the special that I'll be taping for Netflix in a couple weeks. It's exactly what I'm doing. So if you come out this weekend, you'll get to see it before other people
can
see it.
Unfiltered. She might not have some of the stuff tonight.
That's true.
You know,
that's
so
true. You guys, you might see something that you might not see on the special.
Exactly. So,
I mean, damn straight.
You got to go to comedyworks.com, get those tickets. Cristela Alonso Downtown. Other than the special, what's next for you? Got anything lined up? Or you just...
I do, but I can't talk about it.
Well, then why would you even say you do? Why would you just say, I don't, why would you even say that? doesn't mean that.
You know why? You know why I say it? I'll be straight up honest with you. I say it because when I don't say it, then I have to say that I'm not working on anything.
Oh, okay.
And you got to, like, I got to tell you, there are people that think I'm the biggest loser because they're like, oh, you're not doing anything.
Well, you got the Netflix special. So I was trying to say, other than the Netflix special or anything, so maybe that's where your focus is. Well, maybe, you know?
I've tried saying that as an answer. Like, well, I'm working on this special.
Yeah.
But if they're not comics, they could care less. Like, they don't understand how important... They don't understand
Look,
the importance
I'm about
of
to be
special.
On Netflix,
yeah.
The biggest used medium right now. That's what exactly. I'm working on, okay?
You know Orange is the New Black?
Now, after two
weeks... My show's going to be on it, too.
I was going to say, after 2 weeks, you can't talk about it anymore. But, I mean, you know, for the next 2 weeks, you got to pound that. Well, then it's got to end up on there. So you're good, yeah.
But you know, it's so fun. People ask me, what's up? What are you doing? What are you working on? And I'm like, I'm nothing. And they're like, oh. And then I say that. I'm like, well, I can't tell you. Then why did you say it?
Hey. Well, you just started with it. You didn't even give me the lead up to it. You're just like, I'm working on something. Not telling you, though. I'm like, all right.
I'm playing hard to get.
We know you only come see us every other trip, so you won't be able to tell us next time.
Well, stop vacationing.
2000. I'm sorry. I had to go up to Wyoming and see the homie. He missed me.
The homie in Wyoming.
Yeah. We had a great time.
That sounds like an Adult Swim show.
It sounds like that needs to be your next special, The Homie in Wyoming. It's going to go viral. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be nothing but you doing 8-second vines for 30 minutes.
You can be the homie in Wyoming.
I could be.
Let's cast it. Let's do it.
Did I just have my Conan moment?
Yeah.
Am I about to have a freaking pilot? Yes. I had a feeling today was going to be a good day. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like Ice Cube. You didn't have to use your AK.
I didn't even see a Goodyear blimp or anything. It was awesome. Well, Christelle Alonzo, we want to thank you for making time for us. Like I said, go to comedyworks.com. Get those tickets while you can. Tonight through the weekend, you can go see her in several shows.
Come on out, guys. It's going to be a good time.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.